This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block.
Let's hear a little Oh Mary, just check our openings.
Bruce Springsteen is back where it all started, in Asbury Park, New Jersey. He's rehearsing a new band and a new sound.
Trombone solo. One, two, three.
The Negro spiritual Oh Mary, Don't You Weep goes back centuries and was an anthem of the civil rights movement. Bruce Springsteen adds big horns, bluesy piano, and sets it in a minor key.
Oh Mary, don't you, and everybody will sing where he's doing. Oh Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned.
For his new album, Bruce Springsteen reinterprets traditional folk songs, all songs that were sung over many years by the folk legend Pete Seeger. Springsteen has an 18-piece band: fiddles, banjo, pedal steel, accordion, tuba.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we had a great time the other night. Looking forward to some more.
They've been doing rehearsal concerts at a crumbling 1930s palace in Asbury Park, the convention hall, right on the boardwalk. Then the band goes out on tour. At Monday's show, even though the CD wasn't released yet, many were singing along, shouting out requests. Springsteen laughed on stage. Requests are pouring in for those 100-year-old tunes already. Before the concert, I sat down to talk with Bruce Springsteen about the songs, about Pete Seeger, and these shows.
You could feel the freshness and the sound of surprise and the applause.
Huh.
In other words, you know, over a long period of years, the element of ritual creeps into different parts of your show, and you know, people are applauding for their favorite song or for something that meant or something they liked 20 years ago or something they like that's brand new, but to have everything just come straight, fresh out of the box, and every song was a step into some slightly uncharted, slightly uncharted territory.
I want to talk to you some about Pete Seeger. You've said that you came to these songs pretty late, over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
These were not part of your collective growing up.
Well, I heard Pete over the years from when I was young, but I was basically, you know, I was reared on Top 40 radio, and of course I was aware of Pete for a long time and heard his music here and there, but I didn't really understand, I don't think, what he'd done until I really got into it. But I got all the records and I really immersed myself in what he'd done, you know, how the songs he collected and gathered and transformed and rewrote, and it was a big experience. And so I kept going back to it and going, man, I really like listening to this. I think maybe some other folks, maybe my fans would like listening to it too.
Well, I wish I was Mr. Gates. Pay me my money down. Let all my money in and crates. Pay me my money down. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down.
When Seeger did these songs, he was steeped in this music, and it was bound up with all of the causes that he was so deeply involved with. So if he was singing We Shall Overcome, he'd be at a civil rights rally, or I bet if he was at a union rally, he'd be singing Pay Me My Money Down. I wonder if you wrestled with authenticity here, and did this feel like putting on somebody else's clothing in a way?
Well, you're always doing that. That's your job is putting on somebody else's clothes. You know, that's sort of the act of making music and making art. Is a very large part of it is an act of imagination, and not only imagination, but how well you. It's also a tremendous act of empathy, of course, and part of doing your job well is being able to slip into somebody else's shoes and finding out what you have in common with them, and therefore bringing your audience closer to those characters and to those people.
Paul and Silas bound in jail. Had no money for to go the bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
I would take something like the guys on the prize, and I would say, okay, well, who's, you know, who's telling the story? And I would find that guy, and, you know, and so I said, like, the first verse would be, you know, you're walking down the street and somebody kind of collars you from an alley or something, and said that Paul and Silas bound in jail had no money for to go there and bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. So somebody's telling you a secret. He's warning you that something is up. I think that's all in that first verse, you know. So that was my end to that music, you know. It was, I felt like, oh, I know whose voice this is. I use that verse, I'm going to board that big greyhound, just carry the love from town to town. Well, the way I sing it on the record is, it's sung like a threat almost, you know. And, which of course it was.
Look out, here we come.
You know, oh, that's right. Look out, you know, here I come, here we come. Keep your eyes on the prize.
You've got this 18-piece band, washboard, accordion, banjo, fiddles.
Yeah, there's everything, just about everything is up there. Literally the kitchen sink. We may actually have a song where the kitchen sink is actually played. I'm working on that right now.
That sounds like a good thing. I was just wondering if you could, have you tried doing Rosalita, Born to Run, with this band?
No.
No.
And I can say, we will not be trying that. So let me put all my fans at ease. Part of the enjoyment of this band is that it's something outside of all that, you know. And so the main thing I had to is if something couldn't move in a different way, you know, I wasn't that interested in it. I wasn't interested in sort of replicating an arrangement I'd done previously.
If as we're walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you, and should I fall behind, will you wait for me?
That feeling of freedom of and your insistence upon it is an important part of your job, I think. You have to insist upon it, and then bring your audience along. And so you need a reasonably adventurous audience, and that's what's exciting about continuing on. I've been doing it for a long time, but I feel, you know, the other night I got out there, I felt like the first time. You know, it was like, whoa, where are we going now? I don't know. I'm not sure, but we're going.
Bruce Springsteen talking with me in Asbury Park, New Jersey. The new CD is titled We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. You can hear Pete Seeger's and Bruce Springsteen's versions of some of the songs at NPR.org. You can also hear more from our conversation, including what Springsteen has heard from Pete Seeger about the album. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.